Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, yo, right there. Let's run that one more time for everybody.
Yeah, man.
We welcome you in here to the Friday, September 5th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst
alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
First football game is behind us.
Yeah, man. It was a good game, too.
It was. I could have done without the hour delay.
Oh, of course.
But
I agree.
It's fine. It's like, it's like when Tirico breaks in, when they show the forecast map, you're like, oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
That's that East Coast for you.
It is, man. It is.
You never know.
And I guess it could have been worse, but I mean, that was, I think they said it was 1 hour and 2 minutes. I mean, that was a pretty decent chunk of time there. We'll talk about that game here in a heartbeat. Rob Brooks, NBC Sports Bay Area, 49ers pre and post. He's going to join us. Always a great time when Rod Brooks joins us. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us here through for his weekly Friday visits. I put together a thought that I was so, like, as I wrote the whole thing out, as I was thinking it, and I wrote it in our notes so everybody could see it. And then I text Kyle and ran it by him. So, like, this feels ridiculous. Okay. But the more I work through it, the more I'm confident in this thought process. And it involves Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Okay.
We'll get to that later. You could tell me it's too much and I'm jumping out the window. But I'm the presumption of guilt and the presumption of consequence. Mm. They play into this thought process. So we'll talk about that throughout the day. As well, we'll dive back into Steve Ballmer and Ramona Shelburne and whether that swayed anybody in the Board of Governors meetings that's coming up here in just a matter of days. But as we were talking about to end our conversation with the insiders, as you got your shots off at Dak Prescott, you did acknowledge, no, he actually played pretty well. I thought the Cowboys as a whole played well. I don't think I realized, I guess I haven't been tapped in to EaglesWire.com as much as I should be, or Locked On Eagles, how many people they were missing compared to last year, going into last night's game, and then the Jalen Carter ejection seconds into it, was like, God, they are missing a lot here.
Yeah.
And it caused kind of a bit of a ugly performance. It was a back and forth first half, and the amount of we can't stop the run jokes that hit the internet after that first half were plentiful. But overall, man, I thought both teams were more surprised by the Cowboys. I thought both teams played well. But I'm a huge fan of Jalen Hurts. That's my big takeaway from last night's game. I'm a really big fan of Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is you use these phrases, not you, but just in general, we use these phrases a lot, but he's a winner.
Yeah.
He's a winning player.
Yep.
He does what needs to be done to get the job done from night to night, from game to game. And last night, you know, you look at his numbers aren't eye-popping, but when a play needed to be made, he'd make it, whether it was a touchdown, whether it was that game-clinching first down. All right, I'll drop back. I'll either make that pass, or if the opportunity is there, I'll run for the first down, run for the touchdown. Although I was frustrated with that last play, the one that he got the clinching first down on, because he's not throwing this ball. It's a quarterback draw.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys, dum-dee-doo-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee. Yeah. Let's leave the middle of the field open. No spy, ridiculous. Nothing. Like, what are you
That defense doing? Is such a problem for them. Jeez. That defense is going to be a huge reason they lose football games.
So, I thought that was ridiculous. But Jalen Hurts gets credit for that. Jalen Hurts he's a winner. And all this, don't want to upset my boy Leezy, but all the talk about if he's top this, top whatever, I just know that he understands the game and understands what needs to be done to win.
You said it perfectly.
At the highest level.
He's a
winner.
Mm-hmm. This isn't a bad thing anymore, but he's the ultimate game manager. He does what needs to be done for that offense. If you need to go to A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, he didn't do that at all yesterday, but if you need him to throw the ball, but he can do that. But if the game plan calls for more, keep the ball on the ground and all that stuff, and just hit Dallas Goedert a few times, like, he just does whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. I guess game manager's often been used as almost a derogatory term towards a quarterback, but he has a direct impact on winning.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't overdo it. It's like fourth and one, third and one, whatever, when he went down the middle, and we kind of all figured that's what the play was. It's like he just does what he needs.
He understands football.
Yep.
He understands the game. He understands the game plan. And he executes. It's kind of that simple, and he's very, very good at it. He did not have a gaudy game last night. Like, Jesse asked if Jalen Hurts could win an MVP. It's like I've been stuck on that question since I saw it. I was like, I don't know. Like, it would probably take the Eagles being, you know, like 15-2, and him having like an absurdly low interception number,
because
I don't think he's ever going to have 40 or 50 touchdowns in the air, and I don't know that he's ever going to have, you know, 4,500, 5,000 yards, but, like, he's an MVP caliber player, and I love the story that NBC told with Jordan last night. I was like, this is how you know, to use a wrestling term, this is how you make a star. You point out the fact, hey, Michael Jordan is here to watch Jalen Hurts. Michael Jordan is here because Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl MVP. Michael Jordan is here because Jalen Hurts is a Jordan brand athlete, and he is the first Jordan brand athlete to do this. That's brilliant storytelling by Mike Tirico and NBC, but that's how you make stars. And everything Jalen's done on the field, of course, but you add that element of the star next to him, man, that was terrific work by everybody involved last night.
Yeah, man, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL today. He's a Super Bowl champion. When you ask whether or not he can be an MVP, I just don't know if his numbers will ever get there.
Yeah.
He'll have total TDs. I think between his passing and him being able to rush and everything, he'll have that. But I just don't know if, like, the yards for a season. Like, last year, he threw for 2,900 yards. Mm-hmm. Like, that's tough. Even if they are 15-1 or whatever, that there's going to be another quarterback who has a really good record whose numbers just blow those out.
And he's not going to rush for 1,000 yards.
Right.
His rushing yards are all extremely efficient. He's running for 4 yards on 3rd and 1. You know what I mean? Or he's scoring, you know, from the goal line, or he's scoring from the 2 or the 3 or something like that. He's not regularly like Lamar does, or maybe even to a certain degree Josh Allen does. He's not scrambling and then opening up for a 27-yard run. Mm-hmm. That's not what he does on a game-to-game basis. He is just extremely effective at every facet of the game.
Yeah. And they've got, with the tush push, they've got it down to a science. If we could get to 3rd and short, like 3rd and 4,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get the first down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we'll do what we need to. Maybe we'll do a tush push on 3rd and 4. We'll get it to 4th and 2 or something like that, and then we'll do a tush push again. Like, they've got that down to a science. I got frustrated again with the tush push.
Okay.
And tell me, I know it's not fair, life ain't fair or whatever, but the one issue I've had with the tush push the entire time is them allowing the guys in the backfield to push Jalen Hurts forward. Mm-hmm. That should not be allowed. The formation, all that other stuff, do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't be allowed. I don't think that should be allowed in football. And here's one of the reasons why I say that. If they throw a pass to Saquon Barkley and he catches it at the 15-yard line and the defense is there, they hold him, and then two other defenders come after the guy who's holding him and start pushing back, and Saquon ends up getting pushed back to the 21-yard line. Where are they going to spot the ball?
At the 1 or
whatever. Well, no, at the 15. Like, where the forward momentum stopped, they won't down it at the 21, basically.
Oh, okay. Right?
So if Saquon catches it at the 15.
Oh, I got you.
And they stand him up, and then the other defenders start pushing him back to the 21. Right. They'll put it at the 15.
Right.
With the offense, they could have stood Jalen Hurts up 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but these guys push Jalen Hurts forward and they give him the forward progress. Like, you don't do that for the defense. Well, isn't that?
Oh, sure. Okay, I got you.
That's my whole point.
Correct.
You don't do that for the defense.
Yeah, you're right.
You put it where they stopped you
and
leave it there. They don't. That just doesn't seem fair to me.
But.
Because it happened last night. The defense,
but isn't it the official's discretion of, like, when the play is dead? It's not just like forward progress. If to use the Saquon example at the 15,
mm-hmm.
he's at the 15 and it's like he's just getting pushed back. They call it forward progress. The play is dead.
Right.
If Jalen gets stood up and they blow the whistle, the play is dead.
They never do that, right? They never do that on the offense.
Because it's always quick. It's normally, it's quick.
Even you see stuff where
running backs, it happened last night.
They push him past the goal line.
Yeah, he didn't get past the goal line last night. But that absolutely happened.
And I'm like, they shouldn't be able to, because it doesn't happen the other way. As soon as it stopped, it stopped. And you know what I mean? And they say forward progress was stopped.
That'd be hilarious if forward progress stopped, like they didn't enforce that anymore, and you just push someone all the way back to like the 5-yard line.
Pick them up and carry
them. Maybe that's why they don't do it.
Yeah. I understand why they don't do it.
Saquon Barkley getting picked up like a baby and run down to the 10.
But you got
hey, carry him in for a safety.
You got Fred Warner standing up Jalen Hurts, and then all of a sudden Barkley and Goddard and the other offensive lineman, he's out here trying to hold up against 1,000 pounds of people.
Yeah, but right. You're right. You're 100% right. There is a point where the official has to give Fred Warner the accolades for stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, blow, like you've got to call forward progress. Yeah. You got to – it's the – what's the quarterback thing called? In the grass.
Yeah.
The famous Eli play.
And they just don't do that for defense.
They could have like a too aggressive official could have called Eli in the grass on the helmet catch. Mm-hmm. And they let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. He flings the ball in the air and you get that iconic play out of it.
Right.
So
that's because
I guess it's just officials' discretion.
On one of the third or fourth down plays, that's what happened. And then you see Goddard and them.
You know what the and this probably fits to your gripe is the officials now are trained for that. They're trained to know, well, okay, we know what we probably know what's coming here. There's probably specific things that they look for on that particular play, and they know let the play develop.
One of the plays, it was a tush push. I think it was third down, because I feel like if it was fourth down, I probably would have felt different. But it was third down, so it was like they were going to get it anyway. But Hurts kind of gets stopped, and it might have been at the first down marker, but it might not have been. And the far official was like, oh, I think he's short. And the one that was closest to it was like, No. He's like, hey, bring the chains. It's good. Wait. We're not even gonna measure this.
I thought he was short on that one too. At least he's like, no, we're good. Hey, Steve, move the chains.
You saw the same thing. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
This is not that obvious. There's no way.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There was no marker. He was running in telling the people, nope, motor chains. Come on, let's
Eagles
go.
Gave that guy $28 million to plant fake trees.
Oh, man, that's tough.
I said, wait a minute. You can't stop the tush push, man.
He did that with authority. He was like, he got it.
Everyone was kind of wondering, oh, did he do it? Just the one guy. No, we're good. It's kind of like how you said, if you're confident enough, they'll just listen to you.
Right. He might not have been a ref.
Yeah, like we talked about yesterday.
He might not have been a ref. He was out there.
He's just the guy. Big Dom. I guess Big Dom missed that guy.
Big Dom. That guy. But to the Eagles' credit, though, a lot of people tried to tush push, and they're the only ones that get it done at that high of a rate.
I mean, Jalen probably deserves some credit for that. Jalen is he is a quarterback with leg strength like that.
And that offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
That might be the best offensive line in the game.
It's up there. Yeah, it's probably up there. Like, I put Green Bay's up there.
It's been one of the five best for, like, the last decade, at least.
Yeah.
It was
I mean, it coincides with their Super Bowl appearances. That offensive line coincides with their Super Bowl appearances.
Buffalo tried to do it twice in the AFC Championship game and failed. So, they got it. They got it down.
And that's a quarterback that likes to hit people. So the Eagles 1-0 out the gate in kind of a weird start to all of this. Of course, the Jalen Carter ejection to begin things. The Zapruder film of Dak during the lightning delay. And then you got just kind of the odd finish to the game where not a lot happened. I mean,
miscues, a
lot happened. I was going to say not a lot of positives happened. Miscues all over the place. Highlighted by CeeDee Lamb, two crucial drops late there in that game. And you kind of, it's one of those things where you're a game into the season. You've got, you know, 16 more. But if you're looking for things, you can find them. Yeah, a little slow to start, but Jalen looks good. Eagles look good. Offensive line looks great. Defense tightened up there in the second half. There's some good things ahead for Philadelphia. From a Cowboys perspective, offense has got to get better because that defense might kill you. But again, these were all things we were talking about a week ago,
right?
And 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago, and 4 weeks ago. So when you're finally able to see it in the game, you can. It's like we were talking about with preseason. If you're looking for something, you can find it. With one game in the books, whatever narrative you want to find, you can find it. And it was available in that game because the Eagles wound up beating the Cowboys, and then you could work your narrative from there, and it all fits.
I know on social media, even on the broadcast a little bit, it was the talk about Parsons not being there and not being able to get pressure on the quarterback. And they're like, oh, and they're not getting any pressure on Jalen. I wonder who could have helped that. I'm not making it like Micah doesn't matter. He's one of the best in the game. They were garbage on defense last year.
Yeah, they
gave up like 50 to the Saints, who ended up being trash in week two.
Yeah.
With Micah there. Like, they weren't any good last year on defense.
Whatever narrative you wanted to tell, you were going to be able to do it last night. And there was no louder narrative than the Micah one where you could pretend like they were good on defense last year. I love Micah Parsons. It's why I feel the way that I do about the Packers. But I think the Packers' defense is significantly better than the Cowboys. You've got a over-the-top piece rather than a going to have to build around this guy. You have a guy that puts you over the top. You had a defense that was already good at things. You're adding Micah to that. Cowboys defense was bad last year. It's I don't know that it's going to be worse, but it's not going to be good this year. And I don't know. I'm sure Brian Schottenheimer's a good coach. I really hate coaches' sons. Because the whole, that story Jerry told, I didn't even believe the Jerry, and I didn't see that. Maybe this was at Schottenheimer's press conference, because but I do not remember seeing this. I can't remember what Marty's wife's name was, but they kept referencing her, Brian's mom. Oh, we're gonna win this one for Daddy. This is the one that Daddy couldn't win, and we gonna go get it for him.
That's tough.
It's like no, like, wait, what? No.
That's an underrated Jerry, man.
No, it's not a good impression. I just recognize it's not a good impression.
We'll tell you if it's a good impression or not.
That's an underrated Jerry right there.
But that was so like, all right, man. And then Tirico and Collinsworth going on about Brian Schottenheimer. And it's like, all right. Can you let the man coach? Like, you talk about living up to, oh, you gotta live up to what his daddy did. And it's like, no, let him coach. Like, let it. This is where the the lack of discussion about nepotism like drives me crazy. Mm. It's like you guys are building this story in. Stop talking about Marty and talk about this man as a coach. And let me learn about what I have no clue what Brian Schottenheimer is as a head coach, because all I heard was about his dad last night.
Well, that might be the reason why. He hadn't established nothing yet. Maybe. And what we do know is that he's Marty's son.
And you're the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. But be mad at Bronny. Be angry at LeBron. Scream nepotism in the NBA. When this Bill Belichick got like three kids working for him at North Carolina. Coaches' kids get funneled into the system with such ease.
Mm-hmm. I think Kubiak is in Seattle, I think.
And he absolutely is. And maybe Brian Schottenheimer is a terrific head coach. I would have loved to have learned something about him other than the part that I already knew, and that's he's Marty's son. Mm-hmm. And that by all accounts, his mother appears to be a terrific woman who everybody loves.
Oh. You'll be praying for that defense. That's what you know about him.
Brian's sitting up there like, that's not my job. I hired somebody to handle that problem. You know what Mike and Chris didn't tell you about me? I delegate. And I delegated that sorry ass defense over here to a coordinator.
I tweeted it out yesterday, so you know I'm different, you know, kinda rough on Dak here. I want to reiterate, I thought he played really well yesterday as a leader and as a quarterback. Like especially in that first half, he was making some big time throws. Late in the game, he made some big time throws. CeeDee Lamb dropped it. The last one, that's just a tough play all the way around. Like yeah. I could say I want Dak to not lead him as much. Just like I could say CD's got to bring that in. That's just a tough play. That was a really small window for that ball to be there without CD getting killed and being able to catch it. It's just a tough play. But I thought Dak played well last night. I thought he played well. He did a good job. Unfortunately, you know, it's a results-based business. And he once again wasn't able to do it. I thought he had two chances. Like I said earlier, that drive before the final drive, I thought that could have been a game-winning drive for him. And he got that first down immediately on a nice little out route and then just couldn't get it. I think that was also the drive. Did CeeDee miss the one over the middle that like popped up?
Hit him in his chest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, They didn't get it done. But yeah, it's results based. But I think Dak played well enough for them to win. I feel like it was more his receivers and, I mean, the hospital ball to Ferguson was tough. But.
I mean, in a game, in a one score game, you can. Drop the game down to a play. And with CD, that's what makes CD's drop so unfortunate is you can drop the game down to two, and both of them are his. Yeah. Both miscues are his. And, again, yeah, it does. It overshadows because they wind up losing. It overshadows the 100-plus yard game that he had.
Yeah, he was – 7 receptions, 110 yards, I think.
I mean, both. I love the first half. Mm-hmm. Both teams just moving the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with Dak, too, and you can say the same thing about Jalen Hurts, is the numbers don't look that way. The numbers don't look like Dak had this great game. Like you said, 21 of 34, 188, no touchdowns. But one of the things that I really liked and I've been critical of Dak – maybe it was also a criticism of Mike McCarthy, is you get in these first and goal situations at the 3, and they'd have Dak drop back and pass 3 times because he got to get his numbers. He got to, you know, that would inflate the numbers. Last night, they get first and 2, whatever, at the goal, and that off punch that thing in there.
Yep.
Dak doesn't have a touchdown pass in the game, but not saying it was his fault before. He's just going with the plays that are called, as far as I know. But It was about winning. It was about like let's establish this ground game. Let's punch this ball in right now. I'm not worried about what the numbers look like, and that spoke to me too. Watching Dak play yesterday, I thought he played a good game yesterday.
I need a better stats site. I feel like because I remember having this stat page open, And looking at Dak at one point, he was like 11 of 14, and it was 100-plus yards. He only wound up finishing with 188. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I saw that before halftime, which goes to what we were talking about earlier. The game was front-loaded. There was so much action in the first half. It was really – and that's in the case of Dak, Williams, Jalen, everybody. That was first half action, and then it got a lot more quiet in the second half, and then of course that rain delay with four whatever minutes left in the third kind of seemed to halt everything.
Yeah.
We'll come back, man. We got a full day planned for you. We're thrilled that you're here with us on this Friday. Rod Brooks is going to join us from NBC Sports Bay Area. Always a great time when Rod is with us. Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us a little bit over an hour from now. About 2:15 or so, our man Eddie will be with us. We'll come back. We mentioned Steve Ballmer, talked to Ramona Shelburne about Kawhi Leonard. We'll talk a little bit about that. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.